عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers, it seems like our Alima department is doing a lot of events, so please listen attentively and inform your wives, sisters, daughters, and so on. Our Alima department will be hosting their annual conference for sisters this Sunday, the 12th of May, from 2:30 to 6:15. This Sunday, the topic will be in the footsteps of Hajj. And the same department, Alimiya department, will continue their 5-week course on a guide to Hajj for sisters on Tuesdays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Tuesdays. And the same Alimiya department will be running weekly course. Read with Tajweed on Monday the 13th. So every Monday and Tuesday, Alimiya department will run different courses from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Inshallah. If you consult our social media for more information on the course, inshallah, for the sisters only. Nur Islam is taking orders for Qurbani. Believe it or not, Qurbani, Eid al-Adha is approaching, and we are going to be sending money for organization to perform Qurbani. Like last year, we had all the pictures from countries where they promised to do and they did it. And inshallah, again this year, there are list of countries from £22 to £600, inshallah. So please, on your way out, take a form or go on the social media, inshallah, you will be able to get the more details, inshallah. Brothers, one of our volunteers in our primary school, her father is having an operation today. She requests we make dua for him. And of course, we make dua for all the Muslims, and especially for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, inshallah. Brothers, carry on giving generously towards the completion of the project revealed, inshallah. And just for the reminders, I'll just repeat the first and second one, and then give you the third one. The first one was straighten the lines and fill the gaps. When you're standing in front for Salah, in front of Allah, straighten your lines and fill the gaps. And last week, I mentioned the reminder for all of us, not for you brothers, for all of us, like when the Imam is giving the khutbah, we should use our mobile or talk. We should be quiet and listen. Although you may not understand fully, but you have to listen, inshallah. Otherwise, shaitan will waswasa in your ears. Now, the third one today, now for this week, I'm not going to repeat all the reminders every week, but for this week, many of our brothers, when you pray, you go in sisda and sujood, and mashallah, you got small shirt, and it goes over. It doesn't appear nice, people who are sitting behind you when you're doing your sunnah salah. So your whole body sometimes, part of your body is shown. So please make sure you wear long shirt, or you tuck your shirt inside, inshallah. So that's a reminder for today. We've gone with straighten your lines, fill the gaps, and don't talk, don't use mobile while the khutbah is going. And this one, make sure you cover yourself properly, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Sorry, this is what we notice and people tell us. So the only way we can reach you is when we make announcement. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.